Well, Labor's national executive has backed the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, paving the way for Nova Peris to run as a Northern Territory Senate candidate. But Julia Gillard's plan to bypass normal pre-selection processes has ruffled feathers in Northern Territory Labor. Disgruntled Labor members in the Territory are quietly suggesting the move is part of a plan to protect the Territory Bush seat of Warren Snowden at the federal election. Sarah Everingham reports from Darwin.
At a meeting today, Labor's national executive made Nova Peris a member of the ALP, allowing her to stand for pre-selection for the number one position on Labor's Senate ticket in the Northern Territory instead of sitting Senator Trish Crossan. The executive also resolved to reopen nominations for the position until early next week. Trish Crossan is urging the national executive to give Northern Territory branch members the final say.
My intention is to nominate if that's the outcome of today's national executive decision. I had signalled that intention when I nominated on the 7th of January, and it's my intention to re-nominate as well.
But it looks like the pre-selection of Nova Peris is a done deal. Sid Stirling, a former Labor treasurer in the Northern Territory, says it's a major snub to the local party and to Marion Scrimger, a former Northern Territory deputy chief minister who was seeking pre-selection for the top spot on the ticket.
Well, not only arrogant, as I think I said yesterday, and appalling in its arrogance and contempt for membership of the Northern Territory Labor Party, there's also an element of hypocrisy about it, given that she's come out now and said, Labor Party and myself, we wanted an Indigenous woman representative in the federal parliament, something the Labor Party's never had. Well, everyone knows Marion Scrimger is an Indigenous Northern Territory woman. She's a long-term member of the Legislative Assembly for the Labor Party. She was Deputy Chief Minister. She was a minister for many years.
But some within Labor question whether Marion Scrimger had the numbers to win the top spot on the ticket. On Seven Sunrise, Nova Peris defended the Prime Minister's plan, saying the number of Indigenous Labor MPs in the Northern Territory has recently declined.
You know, if you look at the Northern Territory, Labor lost its last election. The CLP have got an abundant amount of Aboriginal people represented in the CLP. There was lack of representation from Aboriginal women in the Northern Territory.
The federal government's Minister for Mental Health, Mark Butler, was out supporting the PM's decision.
I think this is, to use Warren Mundine's words, this rights a wrong that the Labor Party has committed for a long time. I think it's well beyond time that the Labor Party had an Indigenous, strong Indigenous leader in the federal caucus, and I think Nova is going to be that person.
But there are questions about whether one intention of the Prime Minister's plan is to hold on to the territory seat of Lingiari at the next federal election. Over the last few years, there's been growing concern within Labor ranks that Indigenous voters in remote parts of the territory are turning away from the party. In last year's territory election, the Country Liberals won government on the back of the Indigenous vote in the bush. At the last federal election, there was a strong swing against Warren Snowden among Indigenous voters in the seat of Lingiari. Tracker Tillmouth, an Indigenous man from Central Australia and former director of the Central Land Council, says Labor members like him are asking questions.
Well, you wonder, what is the motive behind it? Is it purely a catch-up program in light of the recent state election where the Northern Territory Labor Party lost the Indigenous vote, or is it a program to protect the seat of Lingiari? Now, these are the two issues that are sort of sitting up there as bold as brass.
Warren Snowden was not available to comment on the Prime Minister's endorsement of Nova Peris. The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, says she expected her decision would be controversial amongst some, but says picking Nova Peris was the best way forward.
That's Sarah Everingham reporting from Darwin.